Davidson. I'd like you to join me and the ministers of music from here, Water of Life Church in Plano, Texas, as we minister the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, which is the power of God. If you will turn with me to John 3. Just like I said when I began, the Spirit of God said, Jesus said to the man, call no man good. Call no man good. Do you know that you can go, you can spend your whole life in church. You can go to church every Sunday and you can sit in that pew. And when you die, you go to hell. Do you know that you can do good your whole life? You can be the world's best philanthropist. You can give millions of dollars away, and when you die, you go to hell. Did you know that? Jesus, you know, there are so many religions, and there are so many societies, and there are so many different beliefs, but if you call yourself a Christian, if you call yourself a Christian, we have two things in common. We might be of different denominations. We might be of different sects. We might be of different religions altogether. But if you call yourself a Christian, there are two things we have in common. One is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, that's where you get the word Christian. Amen. And two, the word of God. Because Jesus said that my words are spirit and they are life. See, we have two things in common, regardless of what church you go to. Now, we're just going to look at what Jesus said, because he said that his spirit, his words are spirit and they are life. So I want us to turn to John 3. All right, it says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night. This is a ruler of the Jews. Do you know that the Jews and we Christians have a whole lot in common? We've got the word of God. Only our word continues on with the words of Jesus. It says, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi. He says, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Do you know who said that to Jesus? A Jew. A Jew said that to Jesus. We know you're from God because we see the miracles you do. So if you're a Jew, you ought to listen to. All right, verse 3. It says, Jesus answered and said unto this ruler of the Jews, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Do you hear? That's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. That is the man that you go to church to worship every Sunday said, you must be born again. He said, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you. Those words, verily, verily, mean pay attention. He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He cannot. Joel said when the beginning of the program started, the gospel is the water. Now the Spirit, he said, you must be born of the Spirit. You must be born of the Spirit. 6, amen. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's when you came out of your mother's womb. He said, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Oh, verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. You must be. That is the words of Jesus. And Jesus said that he was the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no life without Jesus. And Jesus said, you must be born again. Amen. Why? Let's go to John 1. I'm going to begin verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. There were two in the beginning. There was the Word and there was God. And the Word became flesh. Verse 14. Amen. It says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Who was that? That was Jesus. That was Jesus. Jesus is the Word. When you read the Word of God, when you get it in your heart, that's amen. Jesus. It says, verse 12 of John 1. But as many as received him, received Jesus, as many as received him, to them gave he the power, the authority, the privilege to become sons of God. Sons of God. Did you know that you have the authority, the privilege to become a son of God? Doing God's work, doing God's miracles. It says, he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which are born. Which are born.
Amen.
Which are born. Jesus said, you must be born again. And here it is, being born, not of blood, and not of the will of the flesh, and not of the will of man, but being born of God. Being Amen. Born of God. What? Turn with me to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 1, you must be born again. You have to be. But you know what? I was born again years ago, and I went to church, and I never understood what born again meant. If you'd have asked me, I said, yes, I'm born again. Dora has a great story. Daughter of a general. Somebody asked her, lady, are you saved? And she said to the person, saved from what? Do you know what, if you're born again, do you know what you have? Do you know what happened to you when you were born again? Do you know what is available to you when you were born again? Now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Peter talking. It says, let's go to 22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. And look at this next phrase, being born again.
Amen.
Being born again. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed. Being born again of incorruptible seed. Seed. Do you mean to tell me when I was born again, a seed went in me? I got a seed? There's a seed? Something entered into me? Turn with me to Galatians 3, verse 16. It says, now to Abraham and to his seed were the promises made.
Amen.
And he said, and not to seeds as of many, but as one seed, and that seed, which is Christ. That seed, that incorruptible seed, when you were born again, that entered into you, that went into you, was Jesus.
Amen.
Was Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus. And you say, well, why does a person have to be born again? I was born once. Why do I have to be born twice? Go with me to 1 Corinthians, verse 15. I want to show you why you have to be born again. Jesus said, you must be. You must be born again. You must get the Spirit of Jesus in you.
Amen.
You must. Why? Verse 21 of 1 Corinthians 15. It says, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. It says, for as in Adam all die. Do you know, thanks to your great-great-grandfather Adam, you die? Do you know that when Adam was made, he wasn't supposed to die? He wasn't going to ever die. But he disobeyed the Father. He rebelled. And we all die in Adam. We not only die a physical death, we died a spiritual death. We died a spiritual death with Adam. We could no longer fellowship with the Father. There was sin in us. And now the Father couldn't look on us, couldn't listen to us, couldn't walk with us because we had sin in us. We died. And when that physical body died, that spirit, that soul could not go be with the Father in Jesus. So what had to happen? We had to be resurrected in the spirit. We had to overcome death. We had to have our sins forgiven. We had to have that nature taken away. And you know who did it for us? Jesus. Jesus. I love what Jesus said to Martha in John, I think it's John 11. Martha was talking about her brother being dead. Jesus, if he'd have been here, my brother would have lived. And Jesus said, Martha, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection.
Glory.
You know, not only were our bodies be made alive, but our souls are made alive through the resurrection. The resurrection, you know, when you get that resurrection body in you, that resurrection Jesus in you, you will never die. You will never die. Oh, your physical body may spend a little time in the grave, but you will never die. Because when Jesus comes back, that body in the grave raises again, just like Jesus did. We have to have that resurrection in us so that when we go, that we immediately go to be with the Father. Immediately. That's what Jesus said. I am the resurrection. When he came out of that grave, he overcame death. He overcame hell. And when you get that spirit in you, you will do the same.
Amen.
Turn with me to Romans 8. I will show you. I will prove to you by the words that you read. And yes, you are responsible for these words. Romans 8, verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. The spirit of Christ. If a man has not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You sit in that church every Sunday. You look so pious. Your kids are so sweet. And you can go to hell if you do not have that resurrection Jesus in you. You must be born again. Now the next verse. And if Christ be in you.
Amen.
You see that? And if Christ be in you, he's got to be in you. That's what happens when you are born again. Your seed of Jesus is in you. Jesus comes in you, in you. It says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit, your spirit is alive, life because of righteousness. What righteousness? The righteousness of Jesus when he overcame death and hell, when he overcame the devil, when he overcame and God raised him from the dead. Turn with me to Galatians 2. I'm going to read verse 20. It says, Paul speaking, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Look at this next phrase, but Christ liveth in me. But Christ liveth in me. The resurrection Jesus lived in Paul. That's why he could do what he did. And you know what? That's why we have to have Jesus in us before the Holy Ghost, before we're baptized in the Holy Ghost. You know what's amazing about Paul? Paul meets Jesus on the road to Damascus. I mean, it's a face-to-face, folks. Knocks him off his donkey. Paul, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? So Saul says, what is it, Lord? I'd say that he's born again. I'd say he's born again. So he spends 3 days blind. You know what Ananias had to do? Ananias had to come lay his hands on him and baptize him in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You see that? Paul couldn't do what he did until he was baptized in the Holy Ghost. Neither can we. Now, Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Paul had to have Jesus in him. Peter had to have Jesus in him. Jesus said, you must be born again. You must receive Jesus. You must get the spirit of Jesus in you. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 6.
No.
Look at what 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17 says. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. One spirit. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. When you are born again, you become one with the spirit that raised, came out of the grave. You become one with the spirit that endured the cross and endured the sin and endured the sickness and endured the poverty and endured it all for you. That's what you become one with. I'd say that's a pretty nice spirit to become one with. I'd say that's a pretty strong spirit. I'd say just like Jesus said, I am the resurrection. And that I am the resurrection comes in you. Comes in you. That's what happens when you are born again. And that's why Jesus said you must be born again.
Amen.
That's why he came, so he could be in you, so that you will live forever. Forever. 100 years from now, it'll just be beginning. You must be born again. And we have about 4 minutes, and I'm going to give this back to Doyle, and he will show you how to be born again, because Jesus said you must be.
Once during the saucer problems, Associated Press interviewed me and happened to be a woman. She said, "So you think you will never die?" I sat there in my office, my desk. I said, "Well, Jesus said, if you receive him, you pass from death to life." She said, "Oh, thank you. You must be born again. You must be saved. You must be joined to the Lord, one with Jesus. You must be. Look, folks, there's just one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. That's it. Look, he paid the price. He suffered all of the wrong that you and I wouldn't have to. Oh, we're going to be persecuted. I know about that one. We're going to be afflicted. I know about that one too. But he suffered. He paid the price. Every bit of it. You must believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Or you can just simply call on Jesus' name. Just call the name of Jesus. There's no name under heaven whereby one must be saved. Just one, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's it. And God has made sure that you have the faith and the grace to be saved.
30 seconds.
He's put it in your heart. And all you have to do is just speak after me the name of Jesus.
15.
Speak it. Jesus.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the ministers of music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas, 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com and on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.